And so now America will have its first ever black presidential nominee. It's an extraordinary political moment. But more important, it's a historic milestone. And that's well understood at Howard University Middle School here in Washington. Yesterday was graduation day. More than 100 kids, mostly African Americans, decked out in blue caps and gowns, march in single file. They follow three drummers into the auditorium and to their seats. These students are about to graduate eighth grade. Howard University is one of the nation's oldest historically black colleges. It established this charter middle school to give urban black children an education focused on math and science. Of course, they also study English, social studies, civics, and this year especially, politics. Talk to these young students and their teachers, and you find that for them, the political is personal. They don't think the candidacy of Barack Obama is about superdelegates or swing states or strategy. It's about who he is. Kenneth Caesar teaches at Howard Middle School.
Now as a teacher, you know, I'm happy to say, look at Barack Obama. Look what he is accomplishing. And you have the opportunity to accomplish it.
This is always part of the mission of teachers, to motivate kids, tell them, you can grow up to be whatever you want to be. Now, minority students like Takiyah Jones are getting that message not only from their teachers, but from Barack Obama.
When I speak about him, I just get bubbly because he's just so excellent about what he talks about. He hits every single point. He has it.
Does he mean something to you personally? It sounds like it.
Yes, because when little children, they've always said, oh, I want to be president, but I can't be it probably because there's never been. But when you look at Obama, and he has done so much, not just for African-American children, it's for any kind of race of a child, because they can think now, I'm Latina, and I can be president. I can be whatever I want to be, not because of my race, just because of my views.
Takiyah's classmates say similar things. But don't think these kids are blind worshipers at the altar of Obama. Josh Christian does like him a lot, but the 14-year-old was disappointed in Obama's decision to leave the Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago.
I can't believe he withdrew from the church because he should have stayed on there. That really brought a lot of people down. Because if you believe in something, you should fight for it.
Then again, criticisms of Barack Obama are the exception here. The sense at Howard Middle School is that Obama's candidacy is making a difference. Social studies teacher Kimberly Worthy has observed a change in her students. She says she first noticed it after Christmas vacation.
After that, I saw my students' homework submissions increase tremendously. And then I showed one of Barack's videos, Yes We Can, where all the students from, I think it was a school in the Bronx, wrote speeches. And after I showed it, all of my students wanted to write a speech entitled, Yes We Can. And, you know,
you're tearing up.
It was really moving for me to hear students who don't typically do well in school speak of, you know, different things that they know that they can do because of what Barack Obama has shown them.
Class of 2008.
At yesterday's eighth grade graduation, Ryan Michelle Matthews was the valedictorian. She gave the traditional speech. She spoke of class pride, optimism, challenges in the future. And there was something different in this year's speech.
Like Barack Obama, the first African American Democratic presidential candidate, we too are making history.
She's not yet in ninth grade, but Matthews already knows how to work a surefire applause line into her speeches. That kid's got a future. Maybe a future in politics.
MS2 class of 2008, we did it. We have achieved greatness. Congratulations and good luck.